Gift giving can be a lot of fun, especially when you find just the right item for a special person. And luckily for us, if there is a gardener on your list, there are so many great options to choose from. Hi, I'm Judith Sears Poisson, sitting in for Larry Mueller today on Garden Talk. Every year about this time, we feature some great gift ideas for gardeners, but also for people who are trying to live a little more sustainably. Astrid Neuenhaus is a senior scientist in the Environmental Resources Center and the Department of Biological Systems Engineering at UW-Madison. She and her sister Sonia Neuenhaus, who is president of Community Car LLC, spend a lot of time each year putting together a wonderful list of gift ideas in a range of prices to fit any budget. And Astrid, thanks so much for coming back to Garden Talk.
Thank you, Judith. This is really fun.
It's always a lot of fun, and I am amazed at how much work you and Sonia put in. And I have to say, I look through these gift ideas, and I think, oh, I could use that. Oh, that would be handy.
Yeah,
I know who I can get that for. So it's really useful. And listeners, you can find the entire list at our Facebook page. That's the Larry Mueller Show. Mueller is M-E-I-L-L-E-R. And we will also have it up shortly after the show today at WPR.org. You can go to our show program page and find that. Well, Astrid, you and Sonia both really walk the talk, I think, of living sustainably and in a green way. What does that style of living mean for you?
Well, for me, it means stepping lightly on the land, and also not just stepping lightly, but appreciating and enjoying land and nature all around us. I live in Madison. I spend a lot of time just like on the bike path or just walking around my neighborhood, just noticing and appreciating, my gosh, that branch is gorgeous. Or look at this autumn purple white ash and its beautiful flame of glory, even though it's an ash.
Mm-hmm.
So the sense of appreciation, and then the sense of we need to preserve this so that all can enjoy it.
It's a sense of stewardship.
Exactly.
And responsibility, Judith, for all of this bounty that's around us. And I think that another part of the way that you and Sonia really try to put your values and values that many of us share, I think, into this list is that a lot of the suppliers on the list are Wisconsin companies or Midwest companies or independent and family businesses.
Right. And here we are talking about this on Black Friday, a frenzy of shopping and a lot of big box type, big store type shopping. And Sonia and I would prefer to promote Small Business Saturday, which is tomorrow. So, or there's also an idea, there's people who do not buy anything today simply as a statement of let's live a little more simply.
Well, we have lots of great ideas to talk about, and we'd like to invite our listeners to share their ideas, too. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@WPR.org or leave a question or comment or suggestion for a gift on our Facebook page. Are you a gardener? What would you be happy to get as a gift? What's the best gardening gift you've ever gotten? We'll also love to hear your ideas for green living gifts. Well, Astrid, let's dig right into the list. There are certainly a lot of gifts for gardeners, but as we said, also people who are trying to live a little more sustainably. And I love that you and Sonia have put together items really in all price ranges. And let's start with some of those smaller gifts in the under $10 range, especially great for gardeners.
Well, there's a company called Women's Work that they started by designing gloves that fit women. And they've branched out a tiny bit into other products as well. And I think later we can talk about the gloves. But one thing that caught my eye in their catalog is this Eco Watering Spout. And here's what it looks like, Judith. It's a spout. It's a plastic spout.
That you just add to an existing bottle.
You add to a bottle. And there have been items like this before, but in my view, they didn't work as well. And this one makes a more ergonomic handle. Plus, look at these fun colors it comes
There's
in.
There's bright green, bright orange, bright pink. And I think it looks like one is on a 2-liter soda bottle. One, it looks like, is on a recycled glass bottle.
Yeah.
So you can, is it kind of like one of those corks, like, in between uses of a wine bottle corks that kind of fit whatever the width is. Oh, okay. So that's a great one.
They're $6 each. Not much.
No.
And then, so that's the Eco Watering Spout. And then there's a grip that you put on your faucet, your outdoor faucet, that you can find at a hardware store or a place like Lee Valley Tools. Oh, and Judith, on the Facebook, on the list, at the bottom of the list are the names and address, the web addresses of all these companies.
And often phone numbers as well.
Yes.
So, great.
So this tap grip is something that makes it easier to turn on and off your faucet. And it slips on top of the handle, and it's more ergonomic and easier.
Well, in talking also about hoses, I really like this one. It's a double hose connector, so one faucet can handle two hoses. And I know I have things I water in the back, and I have things I water in the front, and I'm always schlepping that that hose and knocking things over in the process. So it'd be an investment in two hoses, but it would probably save you a lot of work.
Yes, and that saves water too, because then you can set, let's say you have, you're irrigating something in your backyard and then something in your front yard, you can put a timer on those and not overwater.
Oh, and I bet one of those timers is somewhere on the list.
Yes, actually, it's in the next category.
Well, good. Well, so you can buy the double hose connector, you can buy the timer, and you'll be good to go. You know, some things on the, especially I think the gifts under $10 category, are really basic, but they're so useful. So you have things like a nail brush, and, you know, you can never have too many nail brushes, one in the kitchen, one in the bathroom, you know.
And gardeners really like nail brushes.
And really need nail brushes, at least.
And they come in fun little, some of them have like animal handles. Some are wood. Some are brightly colored.
So maybe
plastics.
You can even get kids to use them too. And I'm sure I'm not the only gardener that I have gloves. Of course I have gloves, but I'll often think, oh, I'm just gonna pull that one weed, or oh, I'm just gonna rain it. And then, you know, a half hour later, I'm filthy, and you know, I think, oh, yeah, I could have put those gloves on at the start. You also have things like a good quality tape measure for both outside and in. And
right, for laying out your beds, your garden beds, and also seeds. I mean, we just put down the simple word seeds, but if you look at seed catalogs now, and they are filling up our mailboxes now, there are some really cool new vegetables out there, like all these different pumpkins, all these different gourds, lettuces and kale, different varieties. And if a gardener is putting in a seed order, it can be daunting. If you list all the seeds that you want and the varieties that you want to try, when you think about it, they might be a dollar or two here and there, but it adds up. And so the gift of a few packages of unusual vegetables or flowers would be really fun to get.
And I think, too, a lot of us go to farmers markets and buy produce there. And there are a lot of Hmong farmers who have vegetables or varieties that we might not have ever grown, but might have tried them there and now are interested in trying. So some of those, I just read a study recently that there are really wonderful health benefits of bitter melon. And I think for most of us, the first time we might have tried bitter melon, if we have, is from a Hmong farmer at a farmer's market.
And there's some really unusual cucumbers and smaller melons and melons that have unusual tastes, like not as sweet as the ones that we're used to, kind of more spicier.
Right.
And also good for smaller gardens because they're small. The plants are smaller stature. Have you seen those round, like those lemon cucumbers?
Yes.
I really like those.
I love those. Lemon Boy, I think, is one of the varieties. I actually grew those, and it was delicious and easy to grow. And so we were talking about keeping our nails clean with a nail brush. I love that you have naughty goat soaps.
Yes.
Why are the goats naughty?
I don't know why they're naughty, but they make a really nice soap. It's a smooth, almost like a lotion type of soap. And they are locally produced in Lafarge, Wisconsin. And the name of the farm is Under a Rock, Under a Rock Farm.
Naughty goats under a rock. Well, and let's just stay on the hand thing. You have fair trade mittens and scarves and hats. Fair Indigo is one of the suppliers of those. And for people that might not be that familiar with it, explain what fair trade means.
Fair trade means that in the production of the item, so let's say the mittens, the workers and producers are getting a fair
fair wage.
Yes, a fair wage for creating that product. So when we think about what happened in the in companies overseas that that manufacture very cheap clothing and try and get away from the problems with labor that creates and people not being able to live on that wage. If you use fair trade products, then you're insured that you're not causing problems like mm-hmm. that.
And often there's not a middle person who is making the bulk
yes.
of the profit.
Yes.
It's a much more direct relationship usually. And let's just cover a couple more things on the gifts under $10, and then we can move on to the next category. You also have organic maple syrup, sugar, and maple cream or candy. That sounds delicious.
And that's, we really like to promote Maple Valley because that's my brother-in-law, Cecil's company, but it's really good stuff. Cecil and Eric together work with a co-op of farmers around the U.S. and some in Canada who come together and create these wonderful maple products like maple cream, which is good on toast, and, of course, maple syrup and maple candy.
Oh, that sounds great. And again, farmers markets more and more happily are moving indoors for the winter season. And I know that there are a lot of maple producers at those
yes,
farmers markets
yes.
as well. So it's a little something sweet to pick up.
And they're from all over Wisconsin.
Great. And you are wielding a funnel.
Yes, I'm showing you. I'm showing you a very cheap item. This is bright red, and it's my canning funnel.
Ah.
And this would be a wonderful gift for people who have a garden and are starting to can and preserve food. And I've noticed, especially this year, there is more and more interest in putting food by. So here's the funnel fits the top of the mason
mm-hmm.
jar.
Yeah, it's a nice wide bottom
and then,
on the funnel.
Yeah.
It's not like the typical, you know, kind of pencil thin bottom.
And at first, I make jellies and jams and tomato sauce. And at first, I didn't use this kind of funnel. I just poured it right into the jar. And our house is small and I don't want to store more stuff. Mm. But this is a really useful thing.
Yeah, it's small. You wouldn't pour like a whole batch in there, but you could put
right.
it little by little. And it's wide enough. You were saying like tomato sauce, you wouldn't have to worry about it getting clogged up.
And remember, when you're canning, you're using boiling hot liquids, so it's also safer.
There you go. We are talking with Astrid Neuenhaus today. She and her sister Sonia Neuenhaus each year put together a wonderful gift list for gardeners, for people trying to live more sustainably or in a more green manner. We'd love to have you join the conversation by calling 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, sitting in for Larry Mueller on Garden Talk on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with Astrid Neuenhaus about great gift ideas for the holiday season. And Virginia in Janesville has a question, so let's go there. Hi, Virginia.
Hi.
Hi.
First, thanks for the show. This is a great show. Second, I'm one of those people who wants seeds for a gift. But I do not want genetically modified seeds.
Right.
And there, you know, you really have to search on the internet what kind, you know, there's an environmental group that puts out an entire list. So I just wanted to add that if you're thinking of people who want seeds, think of non-genetically modified seeds, and that's a wonderful gift, and we're all looking for it.
And Virginia, I agree with you. And if we go to our local garden center and ask for non-GMO seeds, that will help create the market for these seeds. And if you're asking your friends and family, or perhaps hinting, Virginia, that you'd like seeds,
gently, I'm sure,
then a company in Maine called Fedco, F-E-D-C-O, it's a seed co-op. Fedco would be a good source of those seeds, as well as the Seed Savers Exchange in Iowa.
Thank Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Virginia, and we hope that you get all the seeds that you're hoping for when the holidays roll around. Well, one more thing in the under $10 category that I wanted to touch on, because I know I would make good use of this, is reusable bowl covers. And so are these made to fit any size bowl? What are they?
It's like a plastic or vinyl type of just round
I'm
thing.
I'm picturing a shower cap.
Yes,
is it kind
yes,
of like
exactly.
a shower cap?
It looks like a shower cap. Has a little elastic, and you buy them in different sizes. Typically, they come in three different sizes, small, medium, large, kind of like for mixing bowls, where they're small mixing bowls and then up to the large.
So they're not like the kind like that you would kind of burp or something, but they do keep it fresh, and they, I would assume, keep odors in and out.
And it's an alternative to plastic wrap.
That's great. Which I have to say, plastic wrap never seems to work for me anyway. It never sticks. So that's great. Well, let's move on to the gift ideas between $10 and $25. And we're just highlighting some things in each category, but you can find the whole list on our Facebook page. That's The Larry Mueller Show. And we will also have that up at WPR.org on The Larry Mueller Show page a little later today. Under the gifts for $10 to $25, you have a Cherry It pitter, which pits four cherries at once.
And I actually brought that pitter, Judith.
Did you bring me cherries?
I love it so much. Sorry, my cherries are all made into juice
They've
already.
They've already been pitted because you have this wonderful little, wow.
But look at this thing. It can do four cherries at once.
So it almost looks like a little egg carton that you put the cherries in the little
And you
the
put the
cups.
Cherries in here, and then down goes the, did you hear that noise?
Yes.
Down goes the top.
Clickety,
And the pits fall into the bottom of the tray, and red bloody cherry juice goes all over your hand, so it's fun to do like at Halloween.
Yeah.
Because you look like a bloody
thing. And you get to lick your fingers after. That
but,
sounds good to me.
What I really like about it is it works really well, and it does four at once, so it's super fast.
Which is why you don't have any cherries left to pit.
Yes.
Well, that's great. And you say that that's actually available at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
So, wow. You also have a hip holster for tools or a cell phone. And that's another thing that I don't have, that I'm often wondering where I just left that little shovel that I was,
hand shovel
I was using and things like that.
And there's a couple different places to get that. One of them is right here in Wisconsin. There's a woman named Betty Otson who has a company where she sews these gardening tool belts. BettyOtson.com.
BettyOtson.com.
And then this catalog I was talking about before, Women's Work, they also sell this belt that, like a carpenter's belt.
Mm-hmm, like a tool belt,
yeah,
basically.
That's what it looks like, except for specifically designed for what the items you'd carry around your garden. So your pruners, your phone, your gloves maybe.
Those gloves that I always put on belatedly. You also have, I really like this idea, Soji Solar Lantern. And you said it's round 10 inches. And that seems like a great thing to have handy.
And that's for more of a festive atmosphere in your yard. It's really pretty. Makes a really nice glow. And again, comes in different sizes, which is why it's in two different categories.
So you just leave it outside during the day and it...
Yep.
It stores up the solar power, and then at night it glows. That sounds lovely. And it's something that you can move around. I mean, I've seen ones that you stick in the ground, but those are pretty low down. I really like that you have bare root trees for fruits or perennials. That's a great idea to give someone.
Oh, and that's so fun. Our family often gives, like for occasions, like when I turned 50, I got an apple tree. It was just so nice. And on different birthdays and different events. Like my grandpa always, when his grandkids were born, and this is in Finland, when his grandkids were born, he would plant a flowering shrub. And then years later, when we would visit, you know, it was just fun to see, oh, how is my shrub doing? Which is exactly the same age as me.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
I have to say, I actually, when I've had many wonderful cats that have shared my life, but when my very special cat Bigwig passed away at 19, I planted a bleeding heart for him because he had just the biggest heart in the world. And it is, it's a lovely remembrance and memory kind of to evoke.
So if you don't want to plant it now because we're approaching the dead of winter, you can still give the gift certificate for the March bare root planting season.
That's a great idea.
And bare root is a much more healthy way to plant transplants because the transplant takes off more quickly, grows more rapidly, and produces a stronger, healthier plant. And happens to be cheaper because you're not paying for the soil and shipping.
Right. And you could also, I think, say, you know, give someone a little nice little handmade certificate saying this is for an apple tree or cherry tree. And then they could have the fun of looking at the different varieties and deciding what they would like. And they probably know their growing conditions better.
Good idea.
Well. We are talking with Astrid Neuenhaus about great gift ideas for gardeners and people trying to live a little more sustainably. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Judith Sears Poisson, sitting in for Larry Mueller. Cheryl Gasser, our on-air producer for this very fun annual program. And I really like this. Melon and squash cradles for the perfect unblemished melon. Well, so how do those work?
Sonia and I thought of this as kind of a joke because we were flipping through catalogs the other day, and there's this, you know how if you're growing melons and they sit on the ground, the spot where they sit on the ground looks different than the others. And I don't really think of it as a blemish, but apparently some gardeners do. And you can buy, or you could make a little thing that holds that melon up off the ground as it's growing.
So is it a little sling, kind of?
Yes.
Okay.
It's for what we thought of as the obsessive gardener with way too much time on their hands, and they want the perfect melon.
And what do you suspend it from?
No, it sits on the ground.
Oh, it just sits on the ground.
And then
then
you place the melon on top of that as it's growing.
That's
not something on our list, but kind of in the joke category.
But I think it's good. And there are people that would appreciate that. Well, Chris in Port Wing has something to share, so let's go back to the phones. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Yes, a number of years ago, my partner started scything the grass that we mow for our lawn as opposed to using a gas mower. And there's a couple of nice places that supply very modern scythes. You had already mentioned Lee Valley. They've got a nice scythe with an aluminum handle that's very lightweight. It's kind of a higher-end gift. It's in about the $150 range, but you are replacing a gas-powered, noisy, pollutive little machine that costs a lot more than that, and then you're getting exercise. I thought it was a little nutty at first, but then, you know, I tried it, and it's honestly quite addicting. It's a very meditative way to mow the lawn, and the aesthetic is beautiful. It's just wonderful.
What a nice thing, Chris.
I can see that rhythm that you get into.
Yeah.
Meditative is a great word. How big an area are you doing with that, Chris?
Well, we're homesteaders up here in the Port Wing area, and so we have quite a bit of paths that we have to cut. I'd say, all in all, for lawn mowing, we're doing about a third of an acre. And bless her soul, she did it all herself until she got me hooked on it because she just said that gas mower is a terrible thing. And they are more pollutive little engines than most anything.
Yes, they are. Yes.
And then, you know, she said, just try it. And now I can't get enough of it. In fact, you can get scythes that are for brush. And since we have a large open acreage and we have ski trails we want to brush out, you can get a scythe that'll cut a 3/4-inch sapling like a
Wow.
Yeah, they're fantastic. There's another place you can get them, and these are the fancier ones, about the same cost, but they have wood handles and they have many more selections of blades, and that's the Scythe Supply, and it's online. And they actually build the handle for your physique. So now we both have two scythes, a brush scythe and a lawn scythe, and we have kind of this competitive, today thing. It's hilarious because you'd think, well, it's a nuisance. But when I'm working in the office and she comes by scything, it's
and Chris, how did you learn how to do it? It's not a skill that we grow up with anymore.
Oh, well, you know, it's grandma internet. You know, we always go ask grandma on the internet for nearly anything these days. You get a YouTube or two on scything, and they show you exactly how to do it.
Cool.
And then the both companies send a little pamphlet with it telling you how to keep it sharp, because these are razor sharp. You could honestly shave with them, which is why it's so easy to work. And then the little pamphlet tells you basically how to do it, but then we said, well, go ask Grandma, and we went on the Internet, and there's dozens of YouTubes about how to do it better and better and make it easier for yourself, more ergonomic and stuff.
Well, and what great exercise, too.
Yeah.
It turns out to be fantastic, and, you know, I was a little doubting Thomas at first. I mean, Amy, I don't know about this.
And now you're competing about who gets to cut it. Well, that's a great idea, and I have to say, I think I would probably be banned from the one that you can cut a sapling down with, because I am a little more clumsy than I would like to admit, but safety-wise, I think I should probably stay away from that, but that's a great idea. Well, thanks for that, Chris, and if you have an idea for a gift for someone trying to live more sustainably or for a gardener, something that you're hoping to perhaps receive as a present, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-642-1234. And I just built some new raised beds this summer. I had my nephew staying with me, and he was great and willing to help. And we built raised beds. And I wish I had remembered that you have this on the list, because we've had it in past years, raised bed corner brackets to
yeah, that makes it so much easier.
Don't tell my husband or my nephew, because I forgot those existed. But so they just fit over the corners? Is that how it works?
So what it means is that you can buy lumber in a standard size, and it's a way to join the corners with these metal brackets. So it just makes building them easier.
Wow. Maybe next time I will remember that those exist. Well, this was one that we talked about last year, and you were singing its praises, an over-the-sink colander. How does that differ from the usual colanders that we have?
It's when you're chopping vegetables or getting vegetables ready to cook, or fruit. It just makes it easier to then use the surface area of your sink. It fits right over the edge of the sink, and so the water drains right down.
Great. Yeah. So probably less cleanup and maybe less losing parts of your veggies. You also have a really great item here, and I didn't know this existed either. Rotary tool sharpeners for hoes and spades. But you use it with your drill, so the drill is actually turning the sharpener.
The drill is providing the power. And Chris, when he was talking about the size, a tool is so much easier to use and also better for the plant that you're cutting if it's sharp. And we have to just keep remembering this to sharpen our tools. And there's a bunch of different sharpeners, and some people are into power tools, and so they might like this rotary tool sharpener. One problem with it you have to be aware of is it's possible to over-sharpen. And then what you get is like pitted areas on the blade of the tool. So don't let that power drill stay in one place too long, Judith.
All right. I will keep that in mind. Well, Michael in Spring Green has an idea for us, so let's go back to the phones. Hi, Michael.
Hi there. Yes, I manufacture, it's called a Shop Pocket Tool Utility Work Vest. It also works very well for gardening. And it's got attachable bags. There's an adapter where you can actually wear your own tool pouches with it as well. It's made out of a very durable ventilated mesh, so you can wear it summertime.
Okay.
Sounds good.
That sounds great. And so this is a ventilated vest, so we won't get overheated. And then it's got all kinds of spots for carrying all the things we need out in the garden with us.
Oh, absolutely. And it does not absorb sweat. You might have to wash it maybe once a year at the most. It's very heavy duty, so you can actually, you know, carry 20 pounds of it with the tools. it's made so anybody's tool pouch will work with the vest.
Wow.
And you can put chest pockets on it. It comes in gray, blaze orange. I sold one this morning to a chainsaw dealer. He thinks they're great for chainsaws. People are cutting woods and cutting in the woods. And also high visibility green class 2 vest. So, I mean, if you're out where you need to be seen, we're very accommodative that way.
Great. And where can we find these, Michael?
www.shoppockets.com.
Shop Pockets.
Yes, and we are located in the Village of Plain, and we're having an open house next Saturday at the Green Tech building, which is a very sustainable building, state-of-the-art. We're in the incubator space, so we're just starting our business now.
Oh, well, thanks
and
for...
It is a patented product
okay.
as well.
Nice and local. Thanks, Michael.
Well, thanks for that. And you can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Share your ideas or what's on your wish list. And I really like this one. We've talked about this before, Astrid, a pot maker, which is a form to make seedling pots out of newspaper.
Oh, I love that little thing. It looks like a wooden mushroom, but what it does, it's a form. So this is something you can do in the winter, and you can either give the tool as the gift, or you can make a whole bunch of pots yourself and give the pots as a gift. And they're, you know how when you buy seedlings, sometimes they come in plastic cell packs, and other times they come in their own, like, peat moss kind of mm-hmm. pot. This is that type of pot where you plant the whole thing. You don't take the plant out of the pot.
Which some plants, some seedlings really don't like to be disturbed
right, exactly.
so much.
So again, it's better for the plant. And then the newspaper just disintegrates underground.
Does it disintegrate fast enough for the roots
yeah,
to spread?
Yeah.
So we don't even have to score them or
no.
anything? That's great. And that's really affordable that you have this, that down is $12, Lee Valley or Gardener's Supply.
Yeah, and that's something that kids like to do, too, is make pots.
That's great. And you also have, sticking with some of the gardening items, you have a bushel basket with handles, and you also have a collapsible canvas bucket.
Yeah, just something fun. And, again, if you don't have much space, it's nice to store things that collapse. So that's why we put that collapsing bucket on there.
And let's go back to the phones and Chris in Norwalk. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my question.
Sure.
I don't know if it's really a question or more concern / statement, but my husband and I, one of the things that we try to do is buy local as much as we can. And then if we can't find it local, we really, really make a conscious effort to buy products that are made strictly in the U.S. And I'm just curious, because these are great ideas, but are you finding it easy, hard, or what, trying to find items that we can purchase made here in the U.S.?
That's a good point, Chris, and that's exactly why we like it when people like Michael call in and say, here's something that I am making for sale. And it is a concern of ours as well, and we like to look and see where these products are made. One really good example of that is a weeder called the Cobra Head Weeder, cobra like the snake. And it's a really, really nice garden tool. Comes in a long handle version, short handle version, works great. And it's made right here in Wisconsin, sold nationwide.
Is there like some kind of a... Yeah, I hate to use my computer because sometimes you feel like you're on there for 10 minutes and then you find out it's actually 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then your kids are saying, we haven't eaten all day.
You're not alone, Chris.
And my God, Mom, we haven't had baths or brushed our teeth. But is there a good web page that one could go to access, like, for me, for example, kitchen things, just finding things that are like a colander because that was brought up earlier in the program.
Right.
Is there a web page you could recommend?
Like that basically says what stores are selling American products or what brands are American
yeah,
products.
Yeah, or where
I
you
have
can
not
find
seen that.
Products.
I wouldn't know where that information would be collected all in one place.
Mm-hmm. So it might be a matter, I mean, starting with the list that Astrid and Sonia have put together, there a lot of those companies I'm guessing are trying to source
right.
as locally or at least nationally as possible. So going to the Facebook page and seeing the list there, it'll also be up on WPR.org later today. That might be at least a place to
start. It's a start, but not everything on that list is USA made.
So really, you just have to kind of go item by item,
yeah.
I'm guessing. Yeah, it's a great question, Chris, and maybe when there's more of an identifiable desire for that, maybe there will be a
right.
clearinghouse.
I was just in Finland, and I noticed that products there, just about everything, has a tiny little Finnish flag that was branded by the government as made in Finland. And so you could very quickly see on the product what had that tiny flag and what didn't. And it wasn't just the flag. So it wasn't like just the picture of the flag. It was a specific brand that incorporated the flag that we quickly learned was, oh, that means made in Finland. Better buy that.
Wow. Interesting. Thanks for that call, Chris. And I really like this idea. This is something I think would be appropriate for anyone on your list. You have hummingbird feeders of all kinds, and I think bird feeders of all kinds.
Oh, yeah. You could have a whole show just on bird feeders, right? Hummingbird feeders. Oh, my gosh.
And providing some seed, because some seeds have gotten seed for birds have gotten a little pricey. So I know when we do birding shows, we often hear from especially older people who might be on a fixed income saying, I love to feed the birds, but you know I'm having a hard time kind of keeping them in feed because it adds up. So that could be a lovely gift.
And it's also heavy to carry some of those big bags of seed. So that would be a nice gift to actually bring it to the person and then store it where they store their seeds so that they can dip out little by little.
We are talking with Astrid Neuenhaus. She and her sister Sonia Neuenhaus spend a lot of time each year putting together a wonderful list of green gifts and gardening gifts for all of us to enjoy. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, and this is Garden Talk on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about wonderful gifts for gardeners and people trying to live more sustainably with Astrid Neuenhaus. Astrid is a senior scientist in the Environmental Resources Center and the Department of Biological Systems Engineering at UW-Madison. Her sister Sonia also helps put together this list, and she is the president of Community Car LLC. And Astrid, you wanted to make sure we talked about beeswrap, beeswax, and cloth food storage alternatives as alternatives to plastic wrap again.
Right. Earlier, we were talking about these reusable bowl covers, which is one way to get away from plastic wrap. And there's this new item called beeswrap beeswax cloth. I think it's actually an old item, but newly on the market. And my friend Sarah told me about this. It's really great. It's a it's a piece of cloth that's coated in beeswax. And that means that it's somewhat sticky, but not like super sticky. Mm-hmm. And so you can use it to wrap up sandwiches, wrap up what you're going to bring for lunch.
So it's kind of a cloth version of wax paper.
Exactly.
Okay.
And better than wax paper, it sticks to itself and can be used over and over.
Oh, great.
So that would be one really nice gift. And if you can't find that, you can go to local food co-ops or stores that sell household items and buy lunch, like also called lunch wraps or sandwich wraps, where it's a piece of fabric that's sewn in with a piece of plastic and then in a shape that fits like kind of origami folding over your sandwich.
Wow.
And then a piece of Velcro and boom, you're done. No so more sandwich bags, no more saran wrap.
So it's art and lunch all together. And one more thing in the $10 to $25 range, you have a hand crank coffee grinder, which I have to say some of our coworkers here have. And you often hear the little grind, 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 and you smell the lovely coffee beans. And so this is a way to have whole beans, but not to have to use one of the electric grinders.
Right. And people also use that for camping.
Oh, that's a great idea. For gourmet camping.
Gourmet camping.
I've recently heard the term glamping, which is glamorous camping. So
oh,
I think that might fit into that. Well, Shirley in Randolph has a great idea to share. So let's go there. Hi, Shirley.
Hi there. This is Shirley from Young Earth Farm, and I vend at the Dane County Farmers Market. And a really great idea for almost anyone and costing $5 or as high as you'd like to go is a gift certificate from the farmer's market.
Shirley, that is a fantastic idea. And I've had some of your produce and it is delish. So
Thank you. And also, I look forward to this day every year when I hear your list.
Oh,
well, thank you. We look forward to it, too, because it's so much fun. And Shirley brings up a great idea. We talked about gift certificates in relation to fruit trees and things that you wouldn't necessarily get in. But there are a whole lot of things that you can give that aren't necessarily items that you're handing over. So gift certificates to a farmer's market. You also, I love this idea. You talk about a gift of classes to for people to learn how to do different things.
Yeah, there's some really neat classes out there.
Let's talk about some of those. You have furniture, trellises, fences, art made of rustic woods, and that's through the Midwest Woodlanders Gathering.
Yes, and that's right here in Mineral Point every July. It's, I think it's a week-long gathering. There's a zillion classes in these, like, natural life skills. Really, really cool. And you just, some people camp out when they go to it, and some people just go for the day.
And so, then you have cheese making, too.
Yes, okay. There's a place in Mequon, Wisconsin, the Cheesemaker, that has cheese making classes. And they also sell the cultures that you might need for making cheeses. There's the Driftless Folk School towards La Crosse that has classes like this. And if you're on a bigger scale, like let's say you're wondering, maybe I want to switch careers, or maybe I would like to see what it would be like to begin market farming, the University of Wisconsin Center for Integrated Ag Systems has a bunch of classes on more of the market end of things, not just the gardening.
And John Hendrickson will actually be on a few weeks from now to talk about the beginning market growers.
And they've expanded. There's an apple growing school. There's the dairy farming school, the beginning market farming, and then the flower growing school.
So lots of great options. And I always think, yeah, I've had friends for whom I've bought or who have bought for me gift certificates for cooking classes. And it's so much fun to do it with people, too.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so I'm definitely a person that enjoys sharing experiences more than stuff. And so that's something that doing it together, you both learn a wonderful skill, but you also have that time together. So I think especially if it's someone who, you know, you don't get to see as often as you'd like, doing something like that together is a wonderful gift idea.
We had some friends who went to a knife skills class, a cooking knife skills, and boy, did they like that.
My husband and I did that, and there is a story of me being setting the record for how quickly someone cut themselves and needed a Band-Aid, but it was fun nonetheless. So this is why saying I shouldn't use the scythe that could cut a sapling. It goes back to that knife skills class. Well, Judith in Milwaukee has an idea to share, so let's go there. Hi, Judith.
Hi. I have a lot of friends who garden, and I've got two great ideas. Some of them do not have a place to garden, and the local community gardens require a fee to get a plot to garden in.
Yes.
So that's a wonderful gift certificate for someone.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Great idea.
And along with that, and you can get them this time of year anywhere, those long plastic sleds for children, they usually come with a long nylon rope, are fabulous for transporting heavy pots and
dug up
things, and they slip right over your grass like butter.
I forgot about that.
They're so much easier than garden carts.
And they're lightweight. They're easy to store.
And you can also use...
basically flat.
Yeah, and you can use those round, I think they're called saucers, that are also sleds, too. And then you can also use them for sledding.
Right.
I do double duty. Those are both great ideas, Judah. Thank you so much for that. And if you have a suggestion or something you're hoping to be gifted, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org. And another thing that I think is really fun is looking at different books and magazines that would be a great gift. It's not only are they fun to read, but often they give us great ideas for how to live more sustainably. And you have some great ideas. Michael Pollan has a new book called Cooked, A Natural History of Transformation.
Yeah, I have not had a chance to read this book yet, but I've enjoyed his previous books. And so I'm wondering if maybe listeners have read this and could recommend it. It's called Cooked, A Natural History of Transformation, and it came out in April this year by Michael Pollan.
And people that have been on WPR on this show and on other shows too, Lisa Kivarist and John Ivanko from In Serendipity, they have a cookbook, The Farmstead Chef, and there are some great seasonal
And
recipes.
That's a beautiful book, too. So not only do you get the enjoyment of seeing these beautiful pictures and how the book is put together, but it has really good recipes in there.
Going back to the idea of a gift certificate to a farmer's market, a lot of people also participate in community-supported agriculture called CSAs, where they get a share of the produce from a farm. And the community, the coalition here in Dane County has, which is called Fair Share. It used to be called, what was it,
MacSec. Yes.
Fair Share has a new cookbook out, Farm
Fresh
and
Fast.
And I know I have their first one. I have not picked up the latest one yet, but boy, some wonderful recipes.
Yes. Yeah, that first one, A to Z, Asparagus to Zucchini, that's a great, great book. And now there's the second one, which the focus is on quicker recipes. And I believe it was written by Patricia Mulvey.
That sounds right.
And who is a wonderful local personal chef. Did you know you could hire Patricia to give you 6 months of menu planning?
I did not.
Yeah.
That is on the list somewhere.
Yes, that's on the list.
Wow. And so she, based on your likes and dislikes and dietary needs, I assume she will.
And on the whatever is local and fresh at the time.
That's great.
That week.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful.
So I would start with the book Farm Fresh and Fast by the Fair Share CSA Coalition.
And Astrid, you were saying that there seems to be more and more interest in preserving and putting up vegetables and other bounty that we have so that we can enjoy it year round. And one of the books you recommend is The Complete Book of Home Preserving by Judy, is it Kingrey?
Yes.
And Lauren Devine.
Judy Kingrey and Lauren Devine. That's a really good book. It's kind of a basic how to get started and how to just keep going and make tomato sauces, jams, jellies, preserves.
Great.
Yeah.
And for people that might be a little intimidated, I'm sure that would help them. But there are also other ways to preserve things. You have a book called Root Cellaring, Natural Cold Storage of Fruits and Vegetables. And that's by Mike and Nancy. Is it Bubel?
Bubel. And
B-U-B-E-L.
B-U-B-L. And as a team, they've written some really good how-to books. And this is another one in their series, Root Cellaring. So that's where you're storing like carrots and onions and potatoes, mm-hmm. not just cooking something.
Right. That's great. And for magazine subscriptions, and those are great because it's something that lasts all year. You talk about Mother Earth News, Mother Earth Living, Mary Jane's Farm.
Yeah, so Mother Earth News, you may remember from years ago. Same with Mother Earth Living. That's a little newer version of the Mother Earth News, and they're put out by the same company. But this Mary Jane's Farm is it's the same type of information, but I think of it as in a different package, kind of more colorful, up-to-date, modern. So it may appeal to a different group of people than would normally pick up Mother Earth News.
Well, that's great. Well, let's get Karen in Sturgeon Bay on the line because she has an idea to share. Hi, Karen.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say I run a company up here in Sturgeon Bay. I've been here for about 20 years, and we make certified organic body care. And this show is fabulous. This show is so fabulous because you're talking about people who really work with their hands out in their garden. And I make a product called Organic Body Polish, which is a salt scrub, which you might have heard of. But it's an
body polish.
Oh,
body
that's
polish, yeah. It's a blend of organic body oils and organic emollient oils and salt.
Oh, so it's it's a scrub.
Me.
Oh no, that's fine. And I'm sure that's sometimes you need to either scrub them down or scrub yourself down.
So where would we find your product, Karen?
Well, down in Madison, you can find it at Needed Relief. You can find it at the soap opera on State Street. Out in Milwaukee, you can find it at a beautiful organic store called Olive Fine Organic Living. You can find it on the web. That's the easiest place.
And what's that website?
The www.trilliumorganics. So it's T-R-I-L-L-I-U-M.
Trillium Organics.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a handmade. I'm actually on my way down to the Green Family Network show down in Chicago, but you know, it's a small company, and we make a really wonderful group of organic skincare. People don't realize how important it is. If you are going to eat green and eat non-toxically, applying green, safe, non-toxic things to your skin is just as important, because
yes,
we actually absorb it much more readily than if we eat it.
Yes, exactly.
So it's, yeah, and, you know, born and made in Wisconsin, all of my products are super moisturizing and super great for this kind of dry weather that we've just...
Well,
come
cool.
So body polish and other products. And again, that was Trillium Organics, plural, .com.
Yeah, and .com. And we're having some super sales this weekend. So that's kind of fun, too.
Well, thanks, Karen.
Isn't it, Astrid, such a treat to hear from people like Karen,
yes,
who are making wonderful products right here in Wisconsin? And as we talked earlier, more people are wanting to know where the products
right.
are coming from and who they're supporting with their shopping dollars.
And I also like that I can buy that right here in Madison.
Right. And we are talking with Astrid Neuenhaus about wonderful gift ideas, green gifts, gardening gifts. Astrid is a senior scientist in the Environmental Resources Center and the Department of Biological Systems Engineering at UW-Madison. That list is available up on our Facebook page. That's The Larry Mehler Show, and Mehler is spelled M-E-I-L-L-E-R. We will also have that list up at WPR.org. You can go to the Larry Mehler Show program page, and you'll be able to find that list, a list of gifts in all budgets and in all interests. Lots of great information there. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Even when we're in the midst of holiday busyness, most of us really want to find just the right gift for people on our holiday list. But sometimes it's much easier said than done to think of the right gift and then to know where to find it. Hi, I'm Judith Sears Poisson, sitting in for Larry Mehler today on Garden Talk on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Every year about this time, we feature some great gift ideas for gardeners, but also for people who are trying to live more sustainably. Astrid Neuenhaus is a senior scientist in the Environmental Resources Center and the Department of Biological Systems Engineering at UW-Madison. She focuses on agricultural sustainability, and she and her sister Sonia Neuenhaus, who is president of Community Car, spend a lot of time each year putting together a wonderful list of gift ideas in a range of prices to fit any budget. And Astrid, so great to have you with us again on Garden Talk.
Thanks, Judith. This is really fun.
It's always a fun program. And, you know, we covered a few different categories already. Let's move to the gift ideas, $25 to $50. The first thing you have is a nut gathering rake for picking up walnuts from your yard. And you said that this has been a banner year for walnuts.
Holy cow. Now, I have not tried this particular rake. It looks like if you made a basket out of wire and then you put that on a axle, so it rotates, so it spins, and then put that on a big, long handle. And you basically push it across your lawn, and it's supposed to pick up the walnuts.
So that reminds me of the kid's toy.
Yes,
that
exactly.
You push, and it goes poppity-poppity-pop.
But what a year for walnuts. We have three mature walnut trees in our yard, and you could not walk on the grass without getting, like, a needed foot massage from all these walnuts. And then I noticed that other people around us started complaining about walnuts, and I happened to be on Craigslist in the free section looking for some other items, and there were people, tons and tons of people, saying, we have a yard full of free walnuts. Come pick them
up. Come get them. All you can carry. Well, and I'm sure some people are using walnuts, but also if you're trying to mow the lawn, it might be a good idea to get those walnuts out of the way first.
And I'm talking about when they're in their husk, so not the nut itself part, but that great big husk.
Right, yeah. And and they're large.
Yes.
They could cause some damage. Well, you also have kit to grow your own mushrooms. How hard is that to do?
Now, this is something I haven't tried, but I would like to. And there's a company called Field and Forest Products in Peshtigo, Wisconsin, that sells a kit. And there's also places that sell the spores that you use to inoculate logs for shiitake mushrooms. And again, it's not something I've done, but it would be really fun and really cool.
Speaking of fun, you have chicken crossing signs.
Yes.
which depending on where you live in the state, could be really useful.
Chickens are really, it seems to be taking over the gardening world.
Yes, yes.
And I was just in Helsinki, actually, and people are raising chickens in Helsinki, backyard chickens, so it's seems to be quite popular.
Well, if they can get through a Wisconsin winter, I'm guessing a Finnish winter would not be all that different. Well, let's go back to the phones and Glenn in Delafield. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Yes, I was calling in. We carry a very unique spade. It's called the Spearhead Spade. And it's designed to take all the strain and effort of digging off your body and your joints. This was invented, it's made in the USA, invented in Connecticut by a master gardener who had double knee replacement, double hip replacement. He had to give up gardening.
Jeez.
And he came up with this design that makes it very, very easy. We are actually a bath and body care business in Delafield and Brookfield, but we carry other unique items. And we came across this, and my wife had rotator cuff surgery in her shoulder and spinal fusion in her back. And she started using one of these spades, and she said it really, really works. And it's called the Spearhead Spade, and we are the only dealer in Wisconsin to carry it. It's not available at the big box stores or, you know, major dealers, anything like that. And it just makes digging very easy. If you have oriental grass, fibrous roots, zebra grass, lilies, it'll slice right through those matted fibrous root systems.
So is it like
easy?
Is it like it comes to a point and it's super sharp?
Exactly. Basically, the blade doesn't offer any resistance. You know, a traditional shovel has kind of a rounded blade, and as soon as it hits a stone, it just stops, or if it's digging in clay, it makes it very, very tough. This one, if it hits a stone, it kind of works its way around it. It's based on the angles. It doesn't have to be razor sharp, the blade. It's just based on the angles. And it's extremely durable, very, very tough. And it just works. It makes digging easy. And they're available in only two lengths. There's a shorter length and a longer length. The shorter one is $46, and the longer one is $48. And it just works. So we've been selling a lot to gardeners, and they come back and just rave about it. And, you know, they buy it for their friends and tell their friends and so on, because it takes the strain and effort of digging off your body and your joints.
Sounds good.
That's how it works.
And the name of your store in Delafield, Glenn, is what?
And it's called Main Street Soap Shop.
Okay, Main Street.
We're a bath and body care business, but we carry some garden things and some, you know, cooking things and some other neat stuff that just works. It's called Main Street Soap Shop in Delafield.
Great. Thanks, Glenn. And Cheryl Gasser, our producer, found that spearheadspade.com is the website for that product. So spearheadspade.com. Thanks so much for that suggestion. And that reminds me, Astrid, that you had a Power Gear pruner from Fiskars that's endorsed by the Arthritis Foundation. That sounds like it would be doing some of that work.
Right. Talking about
like the Spearhead Spade.
Making a very typical task like pruning, or as Glenn was talking about, digging, talking about making everyday gardening tasks easier. This is and I'm holding this up, Judith.
You yes,
can't
you
see
are.
It on the radio, but this is it's a loppers pruners, like for pruning shrubs, branches. And I used to have very long, heavy loppers. And now look at how small this is.
It's only, I'd say, what,
lightweight.
Maybe the handle is maybe 24 inches?
Less than that, actually. And it has this enormous gear, which makes it so that I don't need long handles for leverage, because I'm getting the leverage from this gear. And it's made by Fiskars. It's called a Power Gear Pruners. And the Arthritis Foundation actually endorses a few tools, very few, something like fewer than six tools. Mm.
And this is one of them.
And this is one of them.
And Fiskars is also a Wisconsin company.
Yes.
So that's great. And going back to an earlier call, someone was asking for a single web page of Made in America stuff. And Anne says on Facebook that, alas, that list does not exist. And a lot of the lists, if you do find them through Google, aren't very user-friendly. But she found one that is www.acontinuouslean.com. www.lean.com/theamericanlist. So a continuous lean, LEAN.com. And she, Ann, also wants to add that Tom Bin bags are a great gift. She loves them. So thanks for that information. Also, Pat on Facebook says she'd like to suggest Paint Creek Nursery in Cadott, Wisconsin, for an excellent selection of native trees, shrubs, fruit trees, and more. She said they also print these great tree farm signs that they make themselves, and they're great to work with, and also sell live Christmas trees and gift certificates for Christmas, too. And those trees are grown from seed that is harvested locally and grown right at their Cadott location. So that's paintcreeknursery.com. And she says they're also on Facebook. Thanks so much for those suggestions.
Yes.
You can join in with suggestions or questions at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And let's go to Mary in Belleville. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I was in Paoli, Wisconsin last week, and there's a very cute little shop there called Cluck for all the chicken enthusiasts in the area. It sells a lot of different chicken-related things. But what I bought there was a locally made lotion called Cacklebee. And she has a whole line of products, lotions and soaps, and I want to even say there's soap for your dog, I think. But I bought a couple of kinds of the lotion, and it's just absolutely wonderful. It's just luxurious, and so I would highly recommend it for someone who's looking for a locally made gift to give.
That's great. And Cheryl, our on-air producer, found that cacklebee.com is the website, and that's CACKLEBEE. So cackle like a chicken's cackle, and then be like the buzzing insect.com. Thanks so much for that suggestion, Marion. You know, things like lotions and soaps are really a great gift for anyone.
Yes, and also because they're consumable items, so you're not filling up someone's house with things that they don't use.
Right.
And have to dust.
Right, right. Well, thanks for that suggestion. And, you know, I have to say, we were just talking earlier, Astrid, that one of the surprise breakout popular things that we talked about last year, I believe it was the Foley Food Mill.
Oh, the Foley Food Mill.
And people just could not say enough good things about their Foley Food Mill. Tell us what a food mill is used for, first of all.
It's when you're making applesauce, for example, and you have these sliced apples and you want to basically not mash them, but further process them so they're creamier. It's a hand. That's what I really liked about it. Not electric. It's not a mixer. It's a hand crank item that people grew up with a generation ago.
That's great. And I have never used one, but judging how many people called in
to talk about their Foley food mills.
Yeah, and that there are newfangled things that just aren't even nearly as good. So that's great. We talked earlier about sharpening tools that you could put on a drill. You also have a power bulb planter to put on a drill.
Again, there are people who like power tools. And for them, we offer this this fun little item. If you're planting bulbs and you want to, you know, get them below the soil surface because you're planting, you can plant a ton of them really fast by putting this tool on your drill bit and then using your power drill to dig the hole. And I've used it and it just goes, I'm done. It's so fast.
because usually you're not planting a dozen bulbs. You're usually planting 200 bulbs
or
something.
Lots of bulbs.
So that would be great. Well, let's move into the next category, price category, gift ideas, $50 to $100. We did mention the 6-month menu planning service by personal chef Patricia Mulvey, and that she will put together a meal planning service with your likes, dislikes, and what's in season. But I also want to make sure we talk about food dehydrators because, as you said, people seem to be more and more interested in and invested in making the most of their what they produce.
And I don't know what is exactly driving this interest, but it's something that we've noticed that there's just more and more people growing their own food and then keeping their own food, preserving their own food. So here, would you like some dried apples?
I would love some dried apples.
So I have a peanut butter jar, which
I will taste for on behalf of all the listeners, of course.
We like to dry apples, and I slice them super thin, as you can see. I leave the peels on, and I've done a taste test with different varieties of apples, which is also really fun to do, to see which ones our family likes the best.
This is delicious.
Oh, I'm glad you like
it. What kind is this?
This is Ida Red.
Okay.
That I got from an orchard in Baraboo.
Oh, it's nice because it's chewy, but it's not leathery.
Yes.
You know, it's got that really
and
nice
And that's the other thing
texture.
I like to experiment with is how long to leave them on the dryer.
Wow,
and,
that's great.
And the sugars get concentrated. So.
It's delicious.
Well, thank you.
Very good. And I would think, too, if you're doing leaving the peels on like you did, you could have red ones, you could have green ones.
Yeah.
You could have a really nice variety that way, too.
Aren't they festive looking?
They're festive looking. Festive looking and delicious. What more could you ask for?
So a food dehydrator would be a nice gift for someone. It's a little bit pricey, but then it's very, very useful. And you do save money on buying the dried fruit.
That's great. Well, and for kids, too, that would be such a great after-school snack or lunch bag snack.
Good for camping because it's lightweight.
Yes. Wow. Well, delicious. And let's go to Pat in Duluth. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I have a suggestion for gardeners who don't wear gloves or who forget to wear their gloves when they're gardening.
I'm paying attention to your suggestion because that's me.
Me too.
This happens to me a lot. It's a little company out in Montana called Kettle Care. And it was started by a woman. She recently sold her business to a young German woman and her family. It's called Gardener's Repair Cream. And she has a website. It's called kettlecare.com. But I can also give an 800 toll-free number if that's possible. It's 888-556-2316. And it's the only cream that repairs my hands after I've been out digging or working, and I didn't wear my gloves.
Oh, I think I need that, too.
Yeah, and so people can find that. It's Kettle Care, and it's KettleCare.com. Well, thanks for that idea, Pat. That, like we said, those kind of gifts are really always useful, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
And we have a few more things. One of the categories that you and Sonia always include that I love is the gift of time. And you suggest certificates for different kind of services like soil sampling, tool sharpening, or taking someone to a botanical garden in the middle of winter when we really need that little bit of moisture and warmth and green.
Sometimes when we've talked about gifts of time, people equate that with work, like, oh, I have to do some work to give this, you know. But here's an item you can give. It's not a thing. It's an experience. It's a let's together go to a botanic garden or a conservatory where it's inside and right in the middle of winter, you can enjoy beautiful, beautiful nature around you.
Well, and we said earlier, how much fun is it to do a class with someone, whether it's a cooking class or some kind of gardening class. I think those are great ideas. But it can also be the gift of your labor. So you include, you know, hauling mulch or compost, building a raised bed or trellis, preparing a garden bed, or this one's great, by you or by someone else, a massage for
a
the
massage.
Gardener.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I would love that. If anyone's listening who wants to get me something, a massage would be lovely. Well, Deb on Facebook had some suggestions. Deb says, FYI, the walnut picker-upper you mentioned works great for any size
walnut. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I was wondering about it.
And she says it's lots of fun to use, which we said it sounds a lot like those little kids' push toys, so not surprising. She also just purchased 3 microfleur flower presses from elizabeths-flowers.com. elizabeths-flowers.com. And that's a Wisconsin-based artist. With tax and shipping, it came to a couple of bucks cheaper than buying it from Amazon. And it's a flower press. And she, on the Facebook page, Deb actually put a picture of the pressed flowers.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It looks like little violas, Johnny jump-ups.
Yes.
And it's
absolutely
lovely.
Beautiful.
So a flower press, what a great idea.
How romantic.
Very. How Victorian.
Yes.
That's great. Thank you so much for sharing that, Deb. What a great idea. Of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention homemade gifts. gifts. And they can be homemade gifts. Like, I have to say, if someone gave me a jar of those wonderful dried apples, that would make my day. But all kinds of other things. What are some of the ideas that you and Sonia came up with, Astrid?
Well, we were talking about food preservation and how that's such a popular thing now. And gifts of, like, salsa. People make salsa. People make soup. You could make soup out of what garden produce is left. Our kitchen table is full of tomatoes and potatoes that are still, I think there's some carrots still left from the garden, that would make a wonderful soup, pop it in the freezer, and then gift wrap it for someone as a meal from your garden.
That's wonderful. Some of the other ideas you have here, a couple of which I have actually done. I don't think of myself as very handy, but bath salts are super easy mm-hmm. to make. And you can tint them a little bit just
yep.
with food coloring. Put some essential oils in there. I happen to be a huge fan of lavender.
Yes.
And the
salt
is not expensive
right.
to buy.
Right.
So that's a great idea. And put it in a nice little jar.
That's a good gift for teenagers.
It is. It is. And really for anybody.
Yes.
I think. Pine cone peanut butter bird feeders. I've actually done that with a little friend.
Oh.
I invited a little friend over and we made, partly because I wanted to make them and I wanted company. But
yes.
I think she was about 4 at the time.
Yep. That's a perfect age for that.
Yeah. And, you know, you slather some, it doesn't have to be expensive peanut butter. Slather some peanut butter on a pine cone, roll it in some birdseed.
Put Get a nice little ribbon or yeah. yarn. Yep.
That's great. You have something called a doggy dooley, and I have no idea what that is.
This is kind of an odd gift because it involves getting rid of pet waste.
Ah.
So,
which is something all pet owners have to
yes.
do. So what is the dooley?
It's basically a rubber trash can buried in your yard with lid. And then you cut out the bottom of the trash can and you drill holes on the side so that it collects the waste.
Mm-hmm.
You put in bioactivators like you would put in a septic system out in the country. And then that the microbes break down the waste and it goes into the soil and totally takes care of it.
Oh, so it's basically composting
yes.
the pet waste. Oh, that's a great idea. And I had no idea what that was called. You also have something called a Leopold bench. What is that?
Oh, a beautiful, beautiful bench. It's a wooden bench designed by Aldo Leopold. It's easy to build and it's so comfortable.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, I had no idea that's what it was. Well, as usual, you and Sonia have put together such an amazing list. I mean, it's just pages and pages. And just to remind people, there are things under $10, $10 to $25, $25 to $50, up to $100, over $100, homemade gifts, the gift of time, gifts of classes, books, subscriptions. It's an amazing compilation. And Astrid just got back from Finland, what, about 2.5 days ago?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
So thank you so much, and to Sonia, too. You can find the complete list and also some other suggestions that our wonderful listeners have made on the Facebook page. That's The Larry Mehler Show, and Mehler is spelled M-E-I-L-L-E-R. We will also have, and there are links there for where you can find the items as well. We'll also have that annotated list up on WPR.org, and you can go to The Larry Mehler Show program page, and you can find that there. Astrid, thank you again so much. This is just always such a pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome, Judith. It's really fun.
Astrid Neuenhaus is a senior scientist in the Environmental Resources Center and the Department of Biological Systems Engineering at UW-Madison. Her sister, Sonia Neuenhaus, who also works on this list, is the president of Community Car LLC. Great ideas for really anyone on your holiday gift list. Well, coming up on Monday at 11, Peter Green of Infostar.com is here. He'll have gift ideas in a variety of prices for tech users and, of course, advice for keeping your computers running well. And next week on Garden Talk, we will have Lisa Johnson, UW Extension horticulture educator for Dane County. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, sitting in for Larry Mehler. Thanks so much for listening to the Ideas Network.